Dave Shule on the guitar. Shine on all my people who've been broken hearted. Shine on from the place where all life has been started. When you need fresh air, go beyond horizons to your place in the sun. Shine on, let your heart be boundless like your faith in the one. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. Don't tell me that you don't care. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. No stopping this warfare. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. We're breathing in the same air. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. Don't tell me that you don't care. You don't care. Stopping with this warfare.
Man, just give me a little bossa nova.
Dream on from the language of your ancestors and sing on. Be playful in your innocence and lift your head up high and rejoice for all you see without your eyes. Sing on, like a bird that's making love in sunset skies. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. Don't tell me that you don't care. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. No stopping this warfare. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. We're breathing in the same air. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. Tell me that you don't care. No life's worth more than any other. No sister worth less than any brother. No life's worth more than any other. No sister worth less than any brother. No life's worth more than any other. No sister worth less than any brother. No life's worth more than any. Bring it down, no. Stay right here. Let me out. No life's worth more than any other. No sister worth less than any brother. No life's worth more than any other. No sister worth less than any bunch. Your life's worth more than any other. How you feeling, y'all? I say, no life's worth more than any other. No sister worth less than any brother. No life's worth more than any other. Take me to the chorus, Dave. I say, it's crazy, crazy, crazy. Don't tell me that you don't care. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. No stopping to this warfare. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. We're breathing in the same air. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. Don't tell me that you don't care. You don't care. No stopping to this warfare. You don't care. Somebody please send us a prayer.
Thanks, y'all. Y'all sound beautiful singing tonight. I want to bring out a special guest. Anthony. Anthony is a man that I met a while back. He came to one of our shows and he did some of the most amazing floral arrangements that I'd ever seen. And I'd never seen anybody put flowers together in quite the way that he did. In fact, I don't think I'd ever really seen anybody put flowers together except to wrap them up. And so I thought it would be really cool to combine music with flowetry. So Anthony's here. A lot of us have been feeling really powerless, feeling alone. As we sit in front of our television sets or listen to the radio, listen to the news, we feel isolated and powerless to all the things that are happening in the world today. And sometimes we go out into the street, 500,000 of us together, joining together to raise our voices. We go home the next night, we see on television that there were 7,000 or 8,000 of us. And some of them were there because they were opposed to this something that's happening. I'm not quite sure why they were there. And you do that after a while and you start to feel frustrated. And there's a story that somebody told me recently. It's about a butterfly and he's sitting on a tree. And this bird comes up to this butterfly. And the butterfly lives his whole life in about 5 days. So he says to this butterfly, "Mr. Butterfly, you've been here your whole life. Is this tree alive?" He said, "Man, I've been here my whole life. I ain't seen this tree move once. This tree has got to be dead." And there's a man who's up on top of this mountain. He's been up there his whole life. He's been up there 80 years. Another man comes up and says, "You've been here your whole life. Is this mountain alive?" He said, "Man, I've been here 80 years. I ain't seen this mountain move once. This mountain has got to be dead." And if we look at things like that and expect things to happen overnight, we become frustrated. But if we were to come back 5 years later, we would see that the tree had borne much fruit and given that fruit to whoever needed it. And the seeds from that fruit had planted other trees, and the rest of the fruit had been used for fertilizer. And the tree had provided monks oxygen, places for birds to rest and lay their eggs and have their families live, and for kids to climb in. And the tree had actually grown an incredible amount. And if we start to look at things in those terms, that we're not just trying to prevent a war in Iraq, but we're trying to move a mountain, which is this mountain is saying that we want the human and the natural and the spiritual interests of the world to take precedence over the corporate and the military and the material interests of the world. Now, we're not here to engage in a war against terrorism. We are fighting a war against militarism.